In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and gentlemen, leeches, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for October 31st, 2021. Alongside me is the Ducky Master, Ray.
Well, Fedora Bones today.
Fedora Bones and the Polar Bear Alice.
Hello.
We've got a few people in chat. What does the comments say here? I want to find a boyfriend. Apparently somebody wants to find a boyfriend, so I hope you do find that boyfriend.
It ain't me.
Why not?
Well, it ain't me.
She's looking, Ray.
Yeah, maybe this person is psychic, Ray. You don't know that. It could be that. It could be the one that the California man is trying to sue. California man sues a psychic who says she could remove a witch's curse from an ex, and he's asking for $25,000 in damages.
Doesn't that sound kind of weird? I mean, what was the man thinking when he went to see her in the first place?
It's a psychic. You ever called Miss Cleo?
I mean, they're
I
all...
I don't understand, like, what did he think? Really think that his ex-girlfriend put a curse on him?
I guess he's thinking, so he's removing it from the ex. So I guess he found a witch, placed a curse on his ex-girlfriend, and I guess the curse must have worked. Otherwise, why would he bother trying to take it off? Because he must feel bad.
How does he know the curse worked?
I don't know. Maybe the girlfriend's calling, ex-girlfriend's calling him, like, "You cursed me! I look ugly!"
That's one word against another.
Turns out to be a Kardashian.
So he put a curse on his...
He put the curse on his ex-girlfriend, which must have worked, because of the fact that he's going to a psychic to get the curse removed from the ex-girlfriend.
So my guess is he's suing the psychic because
he
claims he didn't remove the witch's
curse.
But should have. I can't see how that could win in court.
I want to meet this ex-girlfriend that has the curse on her. It just seems a little weird.
I mean, I personally,
this whole thing seems weird.
Psychics are fraudulent, but...
If you want to fool a psychic, here's what you do. You go into the psychic's apartment. You sit down in the chair, and when she asks you what you're doing, you just sit there. Don't say anything. Ask you what you came for. You just tell her, well, you're the psychic. You should know. That simple. That's how they call it, Miss Cleo.
Right.
That's not that simple.
But if he's suing the psychic for not removing the witch's curse, then he must believe the witch's curse is still on her.
He must believe it's
how
real.
How is that going to hold up in court? How can you sue on that? You can't
now,
remove
now, now, to his benefit, though, if he brings her to court and she looks like god-awful... It's like, this is a picture before, this is a picture after, then yeah, I could get sent to a curse.
Sorry, but fraud that doesn't come down to fraud, I don't think.
No, I mean, psychics are all frauds.
Because he believes it.
Yeah. California man is suing a Los Angeles psychic. He paid for fraud. He paid for fraud.
If he's going to win on fraud, he needs to prove that she's a fake.
I want to point out, though, the article writer on this, California man suing Los Angeles psychic. He paid for fraud. So he already paid her for fraud.
He paid for fraud.
What does that mean?
Lack of critical
thinking. I don't even know.
What does that even mean?
Nobody knows what that means.
What the does that mean?
Because she allegedly claims she can remove a witch's curse put on him by his extra... So the title's deceiving then. The title says who she could remove witch's curse from X. So he's the X. So says witch curse put on him by ex-girlfriend. So he believes the curse is on him.
Okay. And he paid for this woman.
He paid for the curse removal. What is the curse?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the socket is a woman.
What is the curse? I want to know what this curse is. Maybe his peepee is too small.
I mean, you can
have a couple of mishaps in your life and say that it's a curse. I mean,
if that was a curse, I want to know who cursed me.
Maybe we're all cursed.
We're all cursed in the end. Last month, Moro. You know how in the podcast we always talk about the fun names? That's the only reason why these articles exist. Here we go again. Moro Restoripo found psychic Sophia Adams website that billed her a PhD life coach and psychic love coach. She's a PhD.
A PhD.
I thought somebody with a PhD must have deep.
No, I don't think that.
How can you have a PhD with poor thinking, critical thinking skills?
Well, here's the catch. It's a PhD as a life coach.
Still, the kind of research you need for a PhD requires critical thinking skills. I don't consider someone that believes in a psychic to have deep critical thinking.
Frauds have to be clever.
True. True.
This made plaintiff more confident that whoever wrote this article, learn English. It will help. This made plaintiff more confident.
How is plaintiff spelled?
He spelled it correctly, but he said not this made the plaintiff. It just says this made plaintiff.
Yes, to be
the plaintiff. More confident that he was speaking with a professional that could help him. It's a psychic. There's no such thing as a professional psychic.
Nope.
Something's going on there. Like, I think he needs some professional help.
Adams gave Restoripo a tarot reading when he visited her office in Palos Verdes Estates and told him he had mala suerte, or bad luck.
Ray, stop it. You're, like, shaking the whole...
He's trying to cancel out the curse. Bad luck.
There is no curse.
Everybody has bad luck from now and then. You don't win the lottery, you've got bad luck.
I mean, you could say that if I didn't win the lottery, I got cursed. Yeah. I could find an enemy and say I got cursed.
You've walked down a flight of stairs every day for the past 364 days. The 365th day, you trip and fall on the stairs and injure your arm. Bad luck curse? Who knows?
Somebody could be playing voodoo.
Somebody's got your... Who would want your voodoo doll, Ray? Go.
Dylan.
I don't think he wants any doll of you.
True.
Adam allegedly claimed his family would be unhappy and in danger. Yeah, that's definitely a con.
Witch's curse.
There's the con right there. So, do you pay money for a person that says your life might be in danger?
No.
You send them to jail, wouldn't you?
I mean...
Not unless they're...
That's a threat.
Doing something.
That is not a threat. You gotta,
find it as a threat.
You gotta be like, why is it the danger?
If it's a threat, you have to actually...
I wonder if he went to the psychic and she told
all
him...
All she did was say your life could be in danger. That's not a threat. She's not threatening
him. I wonder if she told him that he had a curse on him.
Maybe. That's a possibility. He just looked at the tarot cards. He reportedly paid Adams $1,000 deposit, but she did not in any way help his marriage. I don't know why she would. If it's a bad marriage, that's not a curse. That's just a bad marriage. Yeah.
There are people that believe in superstition. Look at religion.
He paid $1,000, but he's suing her for $20,000?
Suing her for $25,000. I'm going to let you know on a little secret, dude. Marriage counseling's probably cheaper.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
We'll have to look at the prices of marriage counseling.
It depends where you go.
Yeah. He said that he had suffered anxiety and sleepless nights and also is sued for intentional and negligent inflictions.
Well, I think most people that believe in curses and that probably do have a lot of anxiety, and it probably perpetuates the idea that you're cursed.
Yeah, and if you have more sleepless nights, you probably
should be in counseling.
Dawson also names Adam's business Psychic Love Specialist by Sophia, her husband and daughter, and her landlords for her business, arguing that they all knew that she was in possession, taking advantage. So he's suing the whole family. Who's the one cursed now?
I don't know, but I guess she's got getting what's coming to her.
Yeah.
Especially but if he wins. I honestly don't think that any of that's going to stand up in court.
No.
It's not.
Walking into a psychic for crying out. There are people out there that still believe this. Okay.
People are going to look at him and say, well, why did you see her in the first place?
All you psychics out there, listen to me. Hear me out. All you psychics out there, this is still a thing, even though the passing of the late, great James Randi. This still exists. Go to the James Randi Institute. If you are a psychic, go to the James Randi Institute. They will pay you $1 million to prove that you're psychic.
I love how you said $1 million.
Like $1 million.
Is that true?
Game
did anyone do that?
Yeah.
And no one. Nobody has won.
Nobody has won. Because how can you prove being a psychic?
Exactly.
It's based on perception.
Yeah. Here's this one guy that was moving pages in a phone book with his psychic powers. James Randi came over there with a can of styrofoam, put it on the pages, and said, "Try again." Couldn't do it. He said the reason why he couldn't do it is because he was blowing on the pages.
Well, yeah, trick. You know, another trick is a magnet. You move things and you have a magnet on your shoe. You go under the table, you can move stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, magic tricks are real.
What is his name? The guy that bends spoons. Uwe Boll? No, that's the director.
Uwe Gellert.
He put a magnet, like, right on his wrist here, and he'd do this with a compass. And the compass would start moving. Like, that's how magnets work, people.
I think we're getting off topic.
We went all the way. Babe, look at it this way. Psychic is like wizard powers. They're wizards, Harry. And a New Zealand city is about to take its official wizard off the payroll that they've had for 2 decades.
What do they mean by wizard?
Wizard.
I'm a wizard, Harry. Look at the guy. That's a weird wizard. He looks like a wizard, though.
My guess is folklore.
Christchurch, New Zealand is parting ways with its official city wizard after more than 2 decades. The fact that they still have a city wizard for 2 decades.
Is that 20 years?
It's amazing, yeah.
Yes.
Twenty years.
Sounds a little bit more like
as a city wizard. I'm a wizard! What did he do for this town, I wonder? Maybe he did a rain dance.
No, I don't know too much about Christchurch.
Their
history.
Christchurch, New Zealand. I don't know anything about them,
but I can have a guarantee they're probably.
I know you can't travel there, but you should do a documentary on Christchurch, New Zealand. You can do the.
I can use Google Maps.
Yeah.
Well,
pictures.
They were only
and talk about this wizard.
They were only paying him $1,000 annually salary of $11,000 in current USD.
That's it. Here. Ian Brackenberry Chanel.
Brackenberry. Pronounce names correctly. Ian Brackenberry Chanel.
Like I said, it's a news article and he's have a weird name. It's always there. Is known as the Wizard of New Zealand. Apparently, even an official document like his passport. He has this on his passport. I'm a wizard. So he comes to America just like. Roll D20. Yes, since 1998, he received an annual salary of 16,000 New Zealand, which is more than 11,000 in current U.S. dollars. Is that daily?
I said that.
Is that daily?
No, annual.
Yearly? That's not much.
No, it's not.
Nope. It's not.
It's not a lot of money at all. But I guess if you're just being paid to be a wizard. Imagine you go to the local McDonald's. And your wizard's there?
She probably was just
They want her cheeseburger. I said, there's no cheese on this. Oh, hang on. Thank you.
As I said, I don't know the history of Christchurch. You'd have to look at the history to see why they would have a wizard. It's probably folklore.
Yeah. He forgot the french fries one day. And... What? Don't look at me like that.
Smack him. That was almost 10 years ago.
It's been a while.
This guy don't forget.
One time, they didn't give me my fries.
He hasn't hit 60 yet. When he hits 60, he'll probably won't remember anything.
Man, by the time I hit 60, I'll be like Joe Biden. I won't remember a goddamn thing. It'll be all over.
Now we're bringing in the president?
Yeah. So let's have this wizard have a conversation with the president. That would be the funnest thing in the world. But the job title will soon become, like many wizards before him, a thing of legends. The counselor met with the wizard and sent him a letter thanking him for his... What service did he do? It doesn't say. Professor,
but apparently there was women problems.
He had lady problems?
Yeah, because look at the top. It says... His offense remarks about women and the local government's new terrorism strategy. What? What does that even mean?
I guess he hates women.
He made sexist remarks.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, don't say.
Well, if he thinks he's from the medieval ages, it's probably understandable, because a lot of the medieval people were pretty targeted against women. They thought they were witches, and then burn them at the stake. Yeah. You cannot bring those witches in here. I'm the only wizard.
That's kind of medieval, but...
I'm sure they burned witches in the medieval times. I know they did the Salem witch trial, but that wasn't medieval.
That wasn't medieval, that's what I was thinking.
The Salem witch trials. The situation was a difficult one. According to McLean, she explained that the Christ Church's promotional landscape is changing to reflect our diverse communities and showcase a vibrant, diverse, modern city that attracts the residents, domestic and international visitors, new businesses, and skilled migrant workers. This is the first time I've even heard of this place, so obviously it's not
local. No, I've heard of Christchurch.
Mm. I've never heard of it.
Nope. You ever
heard of it?
No.
I have.
Okay, well, you're the only one. But you do a lot of research and stuff anyway.
Exactly.
You don't count. True. That may not have been the only reason, citing controversial comments that he made back in April. All right, here's one of the comments. It's not me that's saying this, in case it's something terrible, okay? I love women. I forgive them all.
Forgive them for what?
I've never struck one yet.
That doesn't sound too good.
Never strike a woman because they bruise too easily.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder they got them all down.
Noticing the two guys laughing.
That's where you do it, where you don't... No, I'm kidding. I've never hit her. I've made her hit herself before.
You made me punch myself in the face! In the face!
When did he do that?
So, there was a game, okay? And the game is the person takes their fist like this, right?
Right.
And then the other person grabs a hold of their fist and pulls it back. And you say, now with as much pressure as you can... Keep going forward and see if you can pull my hands forward. And I let go and she went, BAM!
I'm like, see, this is the key. Really, I had a bruise on my forehead.
You did. But didn't I feel almost that almost instantaneously, though?
Yeah, almost.
In between laughter.
I laughed.
In between laughter.
Had it.
All right, so they bruise easily, the first thing, and then they'll tell their neighbors and their friends, and then you're in big trouble.
That is sexist.
So he's never hit a woman before, but he's thinking about it.
That's what it sounds like. Or he wants to or something.
Yeah, he wants to. Chanel told Stuff that the council had waved him off because he didn't fit with the city's modern... Well, no shit, Sherlock. You want to punch women in the face for some reason. Despite his disappointment, Chanel promised to keep visiting Christ Church Art Center to chat with the tourists and locals. It makes no difference. I will still keep going. They will have to kill me to stop me. Ooh.
Wow. That sounds like a threat.
That's a little bit of a nut. Just a little bit. They paid him.
He's a wizard. He thinks he's a wizard.
Wait. It says his career spanned from academia... The wizardry? What?
I guess the, academia. What
academia
is it?
Means he's got educated.
Yeah.
And then to wizardry, they're inferring that,
he's an educated wizard.
They're insinuating that academia and wizardry are completely the opposite. Hmm. Because if you're educated, how can you believe in nonsense like wizards?
Exactly. You know he doesn't believe this shit.
It's about power.
Chanel's life and work are actually subject to the current exhibit, ongoing Christchurch Heritage Festival, which is ironically sponsored by the city council. Remember, they pay him $11,000 a year to do this. The event description notes that the Christchurch is the only city in the world to have its own official wizard since 1982.
1982? What prompted them in 1982 to hold a wizard?
I guess there's been a couple of wizards. Chanel was born in London in 1932, according to his biography. How old is this guy? He was born a wizard in North Wales, moved to Christchurch in 1974.
His name is
standing atop a ladder, dressed in a cloak and a pointed... He's standing on top of a ladder. So for those people that go into Christchurch, you see the wizard on top of the ladder, you're like, oh, he's not wearing underwear. I see his staff.
Oh, New Zealand...
Government calls Chanel notable for reviving the ancient art of rhetoric. Says he's most often seen in the square for famous philosophers. He's not a philosopher. He's a wizard that wants to punch women in the face. Prime Minister to Kurt. This is a long... We're not going to be able to read everything.
No.
He went around repainting the new blue boxes to the original red, according to one biography, in a battle that raged for 12 days. So all he's done as a wizard, it sounds like, as he's done stuff to help. Here we go. Some of the career highlights chronicled on the wizard's website include performing rain dances.
I told that. You didn't read it yet.
Yeah. I'm a psychic. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, people, if you don't know that. He did rain dances during the drought. Did it work? I guess so. Participated in protests against the demolition of heritage buildings after 2011 earthquakes, and famously battled the company Telecom over changing colors of the city's telephone boxes. And
what?
Why are these wizard traits? First of all, did the rain dance work? I don't think so. It just went around doing community service.
Service, yeah. So they call him a wizard.
That's
not just a figurehead.
To the benefit of this guy, in recent day and age, anybody doing community service has got to be a wizard. Because it rarely happens, unless you're going to jail.
No, a lot of people can do community service for a lot of different reasons.
Maybe.
Volunteers for the fire department is a good example.
Oh, that's attached.
That's attached. Thank you. Oh, man. Well, here's a wooden wizard... The guy can do next. He can go to the court and try to get hippos being considered humans.
Well, the United States is worse than that.
The
United States considered corporations to be humans.
I smell our next topic.
Court rules. Pablo Escobar. Do you know who Pablo Escobar is?
Yeah, he's a big drug dealer.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Yeah. We actually did a podcast one time talking about his brother who designed a phone that folds up like a taco. Remember how we were talking about that? Those exist now. I said it in that podcast. Granted, I said that Apple was going to do it. Apparently, Apple was not the one that did it first. It was Verizon and LG. So I was kind of wrong, but I was right that the company was going to pick
that
up.
Apple doesn't have a foldable phone.
No, that's what I was saying. The guy was suing Apple for his foldable phone. But now Verizon and LG have that phone. So it exists. So
maybe they paid him.
Probably. But his brother is Pablo Escobar. And court rules Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos are legally people.
Why is that surprising?
This reminds me of the story we did about the Boers.
The Boers, yeah.
The United States has got one up on them.
Hmm?
Because we view corporations as people, and that's in legal documents.
Yeah, that's true.
Corporations as
that's
people?
That's right. They're considered people, and they have the same rights as a human being.
Corporations. Like Apple.
Exactly.
And Google.
They're entities.
They're free, just like you are, and they have a lot more power because of it.
More than 80.
Wow.
Imagine these 80 hippos in Colombia.
He sounded kind of creepy when he was talking about that.
The first non-human creatures to be legally considered people by the U.S. courts. More than 80 hippos, previously owned by Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar, have a unique distinction in U.S. law. They are the first non-human creatures to be considered people. That's a hippo. That's a hippo.
That's incorrect. They are not the first non-human creatures to be considered people. Because the Supreme Court ruled corporations are considered people.
Yeah, but corporations aren't creatures. Humans. They're not creatures.
Well, no,
well,
not creatures.
By definition, by definition, they're not creatures.
Like, I think a living, like, organism.
Yeah. The U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Ohio recognized Eskimos and famous cocaine hippos. These hippos.
I'm trying to figure out, what does he do with these cocaine? What does he do? Sell them cocaine?
Smuggle cocaine?
Yeah, what does he do? Make them swallow it?
That's the only thing I can think of, is he's using hippos to smuggle cocaine across countries. The ruling on October 15th came the same day as the Animal Legal Defense Funds. Why aren't PETA getting all over this?
That's not PETA. That's the Animal Legal Defense Funds.
No, I'm saying, why isn't PETA getting all over this?
Oh, I don't know.
Why would they be considered
Probably are in some way.
Because of all the crap that they've been
Well, doing? You got to think of it. It's the U.S. obesity rates are at all-time high. They can't distinguish some of the bigger people
Let's
doing it.
Let's not talk about obesity.
You're not obese. Stop it. I told you 1,000 times. You know the one girl that was obese. You heard the wheelchair.
Oh, shut up.
It's not nice to make fun of obese people.
There's a story, and I won't give no names. I won't tell. I'll tell what happened, though.
No, you will not mention nothing.
No, not mention names.
No, but you will not even mention the story.
They
might know.
The voterized cart sounded like it was dying.
What does this have to do with this article?
Like, throughout the whole story, we were like, what is that noise?
Yeah. The hippos are descendants of four illegally imported by Escobar. They are set free after his death in 1993. Since then, the hippos have increased their numbers to more than 80 and reported wreaking havoc on the local ecosystem. However, sometimes this is argued that they may be actually restoring ecological functions lost for thousands of years. So they're destroying it to rebuild.
Which
is possible.
That's possible.
How?
You destroy the ecosystem that the humans are creating so the natural one can
regenerate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically, it's
like a lost forest.
If we tore down all these buildings, the woods and stuff would
take over. Think what the park did when they got rid of the logging industry, that the natural environment came back.
Yeah. Mm. In July, Colombian attorney Luis Domingo. This is what I'm talking about. Every news story. Luis Domingo Gomez.
It's not uncommon for Latino people to have long names.
You're butchering these names.
I'm trying my best, okay? I don't speak Spanish.
Mm. You should learn.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
The only thing that I know in Spanish, other than numbers and letters, is uno momento por favor and un poquito.
Oh,
how about burrito?
Un taco. You like this taco? Un poquito. Only a little bit. Only a little bit. That's what it means.
I love tacos.
I love tacos, too. But I don't like the lettuce or tomato or nothing.
Of course not. You don't eat vegetables.
No, vegetables are bad for you.
What?
No, meat is bad for you.
I think you got that backwards.
Exactly.
You ever seen a healthy vegetarian?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
You know the vegan teacher?
Hmm. Eat your vegetables!
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. Although Colombian law gives non-human creatures legal standing to bring lawsuits to protect their interests, the county legal system can't compel someone in the U.S. to produce documents supporting their case.
I'm going
to
assume that this is, they're trying to say that they're people, specifically because it's a legal instrument. What they're really trying to say is that they should have the same kind of rights as people because they're animals.
Yeah, that's basically. It's obvious that animals actually do have legal rights. For example, the right not to be cruelly abused or killed.
Have you seen
a slaughterhouse?
But no, I mean, I didn't think. Have you seen a
hippo? I have seen pictures and videos of inside
they
of slaughterhouses.
Kill you in, like,
and if you seconds. Have, you probably wouldn't want to eat meat.
Not entirely true.
Boy.
I've done video games where their videos were people inside slaughterhouses. I witnessed little chicks getting ground up in another.
Okay.
Mm. And guess what? I did all that while eating a damn bowl of chili. Huh! The meaty kind, not just the beans.
It wasn't real, though.
Huh?
It wasn't real.
The videos were.
On a video game?
Yeah. The one that PETA made.
The videos were real?
Yeah. It was a real video of a real slaughterhouse.
Wow.
PETA has actually been known to go inside those.
Go to my Failed Gamers video. Go look up the PETA thing. Granted, I don't play the videos because I didn't want to get that video taken down. But I watched the videos during that play. And, yeah.
Do you know it takes a certain kind of personality to see animals get killed like that? And then
Pokemon Black and Blue.
Did you know that? To watch videos getting slaughtered like that and to eat chili takes a certain kind of personality. They often, some psychologists say it's borderline psychopathy.
Would you eat a hippo?
No.
Would you eat a hippo?
I mean...
Not really.
I mean...
I tried it once.
I mean, like, if it was the only thing had hippo, to eat, that was and I was starving to death.
If you're hungry...
You're starving to death for anything.
You're starving, right? You're sitting in the middle of a cow pasture.
Okay, I might be a horrible person.
You're sitting in the middle. Okay, you're sitting in the middle of a cow pasture, right? And you're starving to death. There is no food for miles. Do you eat the cow?
Yes.
There you go.
But that's kind of misleading because you're taking an extreme situation that does not apply to most cases.
And don't apply
normal. Okay, well then normally no, I would not eat a hippo.
Normally, I don't go out of my way. People eat monkey brains.
Yeah,
that's
another
lots of delicacy.
Some people eat octopus on a stick. And
he called this court order a critical milestone in the broader animal status fight against... This just sounds like PETA. This just sounds like PETA. That's all it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's like an off-branch of PETA. ALFA?
Animal Defense Liberation? Mm-hmm. What is it? I don't forget what it was called. Something like that.
All Lives Fixate Animals.
Animal Legal Defense Fund?
Maybe. All Lives Fund in Animals. See, the reason why we don't distinguish things is because we don't eat dogs, we don't eat cats, we don't eat birds. Well, we eat birds, we eat poultry, chicken.
We eat birds.
Yeah. You ever eat a turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this considered poultry?
Yes.
But you're not going to carve up a parakeet. So, my question is, what equates to pet?
Something that you have as a companion that you're attached to, mostly.
I mean, it depends on your... I mean, like, I'm not going to get into the specific.
It's like, you have pet cat, pet dog, pet bird, pet raccoons, pet squirrels. But there have been known people to eat possums.
There is... Yeah, like, I mean, in country, like, people eat squirrels, possums,
I know people that have had squirrels
raccoons.
As pets.
Yeah, and you have squirrels as pets, too, so... I don't know, man. I'm not going to go out of my way to eat anything that I consider a pet. I don't consider a cow a pet. By that time, it's already on my plate.
Well, you also have to look at the fact that a lot of those animals are domesticated. They're bred on farms.
It's not like we, you know, wipe their butts, chop off their horns, and send them on through.
Exactly. Yeah. By that time, it's already dead. What am I going to do?
Eat it.
Well, you do know that research is actually against the idea that eating meat is good for you. All
right. I'll put it this way. First things first.
It's good, but it's not good for you.
This may be... controversial in my thinking, okay? First things first. If we can create an artificial meat that is both healthy for you...
We do.
...and
have
tastes...
It. We have it.
...as good.
We have it.
We don't have one that tastes as good.
Maybe not, but it's still there.
I want it to
tofu.
Taste.
Tofu
is nasty.
Soybean, and it doesn't taste not, like meat. It
does not taste like meat. We've had it. It's
okay,
terrible.
Well, I don't know. I've never eaten it myself.
It tastes
it's
whatever.
Terrible.
It tastes
have you had
like...
tofurkey?
No.
No.
You try tofurkey. Some people say it tastes like meat.
We've...
No.
Now, I did have a vegan burger that they served at
now,
the,
you said that was good.
Place. That was really good.
Yeah, bet
well,
was,
that was
I bet you it was
like
tofu.
Beans.
Yeah, they had the chili and all that other stuff. So I had a lot to cover up the taste.
So you don't know. There's different variants of tofu, so you don't know.
So... It really just depends. But also, that also equals one bigger problem that people have not thought of. Overpopulation of animals.
Yeah. Okay, we're like,
that's why
but
that,
the
that's
problem is that most animals that you eat are domesticated. They're bred on farms and not from the natural environment. Hunting
exactly.
does not kill most animals.
No, hunting does a good deal.
It did it
hey,
one time.
Hey, let's just wrap this up. I'm hungry.
Okay, let's go find a cow to eat. I know a close pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up. Hope you guys enjoyed. As always, stay awesome, stay here. Above all, watch the podcast. Listen to the podcast. All that stuff. I'm out.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.